Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through God's precious Word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is, to people as they are.
1 Corinthians chapter number 7. I want to begin in verse number 25. We left off last week in verse number 24. In verse number 25, it begins. I'm going to read down to verse number 29, the first part of it. And that's where our lesson will be today. And then we'll kind of see what the Lord has for us this morning. 1 Corinthians 7, 25. Now concerning virgins, I have no commandment of the Lord, yet I give my judgment as one that hath obtained mercy of the Lord to be faithful. I suppose, therefore, that it is good for the present distress. I say that is good for a man so to be. Art thou bound unto a wife? Seek not to be loosed. Art thou loosed from a wife? Seek not a wife. And if thou marry, thou hast not sinned. And if a virgin marry, she hath not sinned. Nevertheless, such shall have trouble in the flesh, but I spare you. But this I say, brethren, the time is short. I want to end our reading there, and probably all the time we'll have today in our Bible study lesson in those few verses. Back in verse number 25, we read those words now concerning virgins. You remember that Paul is answering some questions. I'll take you back to the beginning of 1 Corinthians 7. There are some problems in the church at Corinth, many problems. And they had some questions. Paul, how do we handle this? How do we handle this? And the first thing that Paul addressed was the thing of marriage, the marriage with among the believing spouses, a marriage among unbelievers, and things of that nature. And in this chapter, he handles the questions about marriage, divorce, and remarriage. And so we see this in chapter number 7. So when we get to verse number 25, he says, now concerning virgins. Look with me in verse number 8. He kind of introduced that thought in verse number 8 of chapter number 7 when he said this. I say therefore to the unmarried and widows, it is good for them to abide even as I. He introduced that. We're talking about the unmarried. That would include the virgins. Anybody who is no longer married, whether they've never been married, they're widowed, their spouse has passed, or maybe they've been divorced or whatever. He mentioned let them abide even as I. He stresses that again. We're going to look at that again in these verses. After he addressed those, the last couple weeks we looked at the married. Now he addresses the virgins. Obviously, they ask some questions. When he says, now concerning virgins, he said, I have no commandment of the Lord. Interesting. He says, I give my judgment. This does not mean, I want you to pay close attention, when he said, I have no commandment of the Lord, but I give my judgment, that does not mean that this verse is not inspired of God. Amen. We know that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable, amen, reproof, rebuke, correction, long-suffering, all that. We see that in the book of 2 Timothy 3:16, I think it is. Okay. Anyway, we know that every verse is inspired by God. But when Paul says that, of concerning virgins, I haven't received a commandment, but I give my judgment. And what he's talking about here, again, that this verse is inspired just as much as any other verse in the Bible. The Lord guarded and he guided Paul in giving his judgment. If you remember, beginning of our studies, months ago now, first book of 1 Corinthians, Paul was in the desert of the desert of Arabia, getting his Bible teaching from the feet of Jesus. Can you imagine what Bible classes those must have been? Where Jesus himself taught the Apostle Paul. That's where Paul got his doctrine. Well, we get the doctrines of all the churches and all these things that we speak about. But yet in there, obviously, we'll have to ask Paul and the Lord when we get to heaven. It seems like that subject matter didn't come up when Jesus is teaching Paul And so he probably didn't say, well, now concerning virgins, this is what you, I don't know. But Paul just made that statement concerning the virgins, those who've never married. I have no such commandment from the Lord, but I don't give my judgment. And he had every right to give the proper advice, so to speak, of what to do concerning them. Because he adds this, and we could stay on this next phrase for the rest of our class, but as one that have detained mercy of the Lord to be faithful. That phrase, one that has attained mercy of the Lord to be faithful, that phrase is pregnant with truth. Paul obtained mercy of the Lord. All of us have obtained mercy of the Lord.
Yeah, that's right.
Every one of us. But he's coming from that. He knew exactly the problems that these guys, that the men and women that were there facing in Corinth, and that he was somebody in the flesh, the temptations that they were facing, that he had already addressed some earlier in the chapter and others, that he said, I understand. But I found mercy, and the Lord found me to be faithful. In other words, he was true to the Lord. He didn't stray off the path, even though obviously he's like any other fellow, temptations would come into his life. But yet he was faithful to the Lord and things didn't happen. And the thing about the mercy, that I obtained mercy, again, I told you I believe that Paul was a married man. And that I, because of Sanhedrin, we went through that here a few weeks ago, and that at the point when he was saved on the road to Damascus, probably his wife, his family, everybody left him, and he was unmarried at that point on, and a lot of controversy anyway. But I look at it from that. He said, I've attained mercy. I know what you're going through. I've been there, have done that. You know, it's easy to tell somebody something when you never faced that situation. Well, here's what I would do. Well, how do you know? You've never been there. But when you've been in that situation, hey, I've attained mercy. The Lord has found me to be faithful. And here's how we're going to handle this situation. I've been there, done that. And I believe that's where Paul is, okay? And that's why the Lord guided him and guarded his words to Paul said exactly what God wanted him to say because of Paul's past life experiences. By the way, that's why 1 Corinthians, first chapter is so important about comforting one another. You're able to comfort somebody who's gone through the same problems that you've been through. Hey, I've been there, and God took me example. Used to, I could empathize and sympathize with people, so to speak, who had cancer. As a pastor, you know, I'd be at the bedside, and people going through treatments and all. Man, I'm praying for you. Now, I know what they're going through. Are you following? And I, you know, and I've obtained mercy. Are you following the thought?
Yes.
You really have been there, and you know exactly what they're going through. Okay, this is Paul's. Okay, he says the one that obtained mercy, and I, like I told you, I could go on and on. Some great illustrations there, but there's some other things I want to see this morning. But remember, I give my judgment as one that obtained mercy of the Lord to be faithful. Verse number 26. I suppose, before you go any farther, that's an interesting phrase, I suppose. The phrase I suppose does not mean that Paul was uncertain about it. You know, a lot of times we'll say, well, I suppose, you know, I don't know, I suppose maybe. This is not what this phrase means, I suppose. He's giving his advice, okay? Our English language has kind of turned a little bit, you know. Kind of a silly example, but it's not silly. Used to be, people say about the word gay used to be happy and gay and happy and free. Now you use that word, people look at you like, okay, you know. Same way here, this back then, when you said, I suppose, it wasn't like he was uncertain, he was just guessing, maybe. No, it was literally that he was very sure of the soundness of his advice and the principles that he was about to set forth.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.